This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. People in the Upper Valley have been attending the Queechy Community Church since 1873. But now, rising maintenance costs and a steady drop in membership are forcing the church to close and to sell its historic building. A final service was held on Christmas Eve, and VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Families arrived early for the Christmas Eve service. Word went out just a few weeks ago that after months of trying to come up with a plan, the Queechy Community Church would be selling its 142-year-old building. A typical Sunday service would draw fewer than two dozen, longtime members say. But on Christmas Eve, the sanctuary was filled to capacity as Queechy came out to say goodbye to its church. Rob Robertson is a member of the church council, and he says the cost of keeping an old building maintained and heated were just too great. And after too many tag sales and church functions that fell on the shoulders of a handful of dedicated members, Robert says the congregation simply ran out of steam.
In any church, it's usually 3 or 4% of the people do 90% of the actual work. But here, that 3 or 4% of 25 people is just a couple of people.
Pat Lewis has been a member of the church since 1956, and she remembers scores of young families congregating at the Main Street building. She remembers weekend weddings, Sunday school packed with children, and a church that was the center of a bustling village. But Queechy has gone through a transformation since Lewis was one of the many young members taking part in church activities. The church now looks over a gleaming commercial district and a real estate office for a high-end residential development. The people moving into Queechy have not made this church a part of their lives. And Lewis says the weekend weddings and social events have been replaced by too many funerals of passing church members.
A village without a church, it's very hard to accept that. It's rough. But maybe it's just the trend of the times. But it is sad.
Throughout the Christmas Eve service, visiting minister Ann Robertson evoked memories of the building and of the church's history. And for one final time, at the end of the service, candles filled the sanctuary with light and the congregation sang. The Queechy Community Church will be put up for sale, though some members hope to continue worshiping as a congregation in another site. The church will hold a special day of remembrance on Sunday, January 10th, and then shut its doors forever. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Queechy.